How do you assess?
Has that wide zone running scheme been put on the shelf? You know, where it's supposed to keep some of it.
Yeah, we are. We used it a lot against Tennessee, and you saw it work really effectively. This week, we just didn't have a lot of carries. I mean, I don't know how many normal down and distance runs we had, but it may have been in the single digits. I think we had maybe 14 total runs in a game, which is really low as it is, and a couple of them were on the goal line. So your normal down and distance stuff where you're going to naturally see a lot of that wide zone stuff, we just didn't have a lot of opportunities. And in addition, they had two outstanding guys on the edge that make it tough to run wide zone when you've got Alden Smith and Khalil Mack, because when you are running the wide zone, you're putting your tight ends one-on-one, usually on their defensive end outside backer types.
What is your assessment of how you guys are playing up front, just your group, the offensive line?
Well, no matter how we think we're playing, when you're 1-2, you got to play better, and that's the story for a whole team.
The pressure on Josh, the lack of holes in production for the running game, is that more them, or is that you guys look at that and say, hey, we need to do a better job up front?
Anytime you lose, everyone's got to do a better job, and it doesn't do any good pointing fingers the day after the game. Because we're all in it together as an offense. So when you don't get the win and you don't get the production you want, it's on everybody, and it's a team sport.
Joe, from the O-line perspective, what do you take away from the, having it on the one, three shots at it, and obviously before the false start, and two or more runs and not getting it?
Well, when you're on the one-yard line, you got to score a touchdown, and that's the bottom line in the business. It's about touchdown percentage when you're in the red zone, and the closer you are, the more you need to get a touchdown. And obviously, we needed a touchdown right there.
Was there a hold that was missed on a third down? Or?
You know, I like I said before, I don't want to get into pointing the fingers at anybody because it's all of us together when you lose. And it wasn't good enough on the one-yard line, and it wasn't good enough as an offense yesterday.
Joe, we hear the plan is to play good defense and run the ball a bunch, kind of take pressure off whoever's playing quarterback. You wind up only running it, whatever, 14 times a game yesterday. Surprise you that there hasn't been maybe as much commitment to the run?
Well, I think sometimes your situation dictates what you can and can't do. And the way they got up on us early, it kind of necessitated us to try to throw the ball to get back in the game. It's unfortunate because we feel like, especially the schemes that we run in the second half, you're going to wear teams down, and that's where you're going to get the majority of your running yardage in a game is the second half, is when you got a defense a little bit tired, you're going on a longer drive, you start popping a couple big runs, and that's really when you're going to get those yardage totals in the run game up. And like I mentioned earlier, it's a matter of staying on the field on third down, being in third and manageable in the first half, so you can pick up that first down. Now you got a whole new set of downs where your whole playbook's open. You can get another run at them. You can start wearing that defense down in the first half so you can make those big, big yardage runs in the second half.
Joe, obviously there was a lot of debate about you know, whether to go back to Josh coming back from the concussion or to stick with Johnny coming off a win. What do you think of where that situation stands now?
Yeah.
Seeing Josh back in?
Well, I wasn't involved in that debate. They never asked me my opinion, so I guess it doesn't really matter in the end. But I think we're in a good situation because Johnny played well when he was in there first and second week. So we feel comfortable with him, but at the same time, we also feel comfortable with Josh. And so no matter which direction they go the rest of the season, I think there's a lot of guys in the locker room that have confidence in both those guys.
Joe, every week you guys, you know, should start every season. You know, you come in with a plan. This is our formula to win. Every week you go into a ball game, this is going to be our formula to win this week. Where's the difficulty in the actual execution of that plan come in?
Tough question. I would say it's the stupid bailout execution that everyone says, but that's the reality of the situation is when the play is called, you got to execute what's called, both sides of the ball, and you got to do your job, and it's a matter of the guy, all 11 guys doing their job on that play. And in offensive football, if you have one guy that doesn't do his job, it's a non-successful play. Defense can get away with it because one guy can make a sack or a tackle for a loss or an interception, but it's not that way on offense. And so it's just a matter of everybody doing their job on each play.
Hey, Joe, did you feel with the way that last drive was going, starting from the two and going down and where you were before the interception, that it was well within the realm of belief that you could get that in and tie it?
We felt good about it. Obviously, the way that we had moved the ball down the field the previous couple drives and the way that we moved the ball on that drive, we were feeling very confident in our ability to get what we needed to get in the end zone and tie it up, and we felt good about overtime. But, you know, it came down to one play, and we didn't make the play. And now we're feeling bad instead of the stories being how great of a team we are fighting in there to the end and how the competitive desire we have and the way we have a no-quit attitude. It's a different feeling today. And that's just the way the NFL goes. And you don't make the play at the end of the game to win, you feel really bad. And you make the play, you feel really good. And there's the natural tendency, like we talked about early on, to overreact good and bad based on one or two plays right at the end of a game.
What do you have to do mentally and physically to prepare for a West Coast trip? It's been a couple of years since the team's been there.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you have to do?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the biggest key is to not overreact to it and buy into all the hype of changing time zones and playing a little bit later game. If you just go about it just thinking about it like a 4 o'clock start, really nothing has to change. I mean, it's a little bit longer plane flight, but it's really a mental thing that you just have to overcome and just not let it become an issue.